Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with some extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. I like this story about how to help local businesses, this shop-in-place site. Tell us about that.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, this is a great idea. As soon as I heard about it, I was like, this is right up my alley. A group of University of Chicago students who were supposed to be on spring break instead built this website. And what they did was they reached out to local businesses that are still shipping. So they have an online presence. They are able to send products to customers, even though their physical store might be closed. And they created like a database, so you can go if you're looking for, you know, a new pair of pajama pants since you're wearing a lot of cozy stuff around the house or whatever you need for your house. You can go on here and you could buy it from a local business versus going to Amazon or something, which, you know, these local businesses are really struggling right now. So your money would be going to somebody who, a smaller business in the city that could use the support. Seminary Co-op and a bunch of local bookstores are on the list. So, you know, if you have some more time to read, a laundry detergent company called Zenobi Detergent. They make plant-based cleaning supplies and are based on the South Side. You can order your cleaning supplies from them, which I know if some of us have gone to Target or even go to Amazon and they're sold out of cleaning supplies. So that's a good alternative as well.
And this was developed by University of Chicago students on break, right?
Exactly. So they are part of the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. So these students are studying entrepreneurship and specifically how small businesses, how black and brown owned businesses can thrive and be on equal footing with some companies that have, you know, a lot of funding and these big corporations. So they study how to kind of build a business and from no matter where you're at in the city.
Shop in place. Good news site. And there are also some helpers at a Northside Boating Supply Company. What are they doing?
I love this story. So a mom in Earl Living Park, her name is Chris Nielsen, and her teacher's a nurse in Rockford, and she'd been reading about the shortage of masks and shields for medical workers. So she found a tutorial on how to make these face shields herself, and they require this marine level screening that you normally would use for upholstery or for siding on boats. So she was looking around where to get it and noticed that there's a company that sells this stuff right in her neighborhood. So she contacted Chicago Marine Canvas, which is at 4136 North Kedzie. And the company had been kind of on a pause because their big boat season is at a standstill right now since mm-hmm. people aren't really thinking about putting their boats out on the water at the moment. So she reached out to its owner named Vince, and he was like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's get my people back to work. So he started making these shields himself. So it went from, you know, a mom's idea to make them and buy this this material and make them at home to this manufacturing company being able to get their staff back to work to provide hundreds of these shields to local hospitals. So they're back at it at Chicago Marine Canvas and they're making these shields. And it's just a great story of just a neighborhood resident with a good idea who connected with a local business. And they're waiting on FDA approval as of Monday, but they should have it really soon since that stuff's being you know,
we need
quickly.
It. Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
exactly. Good, so they're expecting thousands of these to be assembled.
Good to hear that. And finally, we have something else to do for the kids to keep them busy, courtesy of Alligator Rob.
Alligator Rob, Chicago's favorite alligator trapper, who rescued Chance the Snapper from the Humble Park Lagoon last summer. He is in Florida, and he's still, you know, trapping gators. He gets calls all the time. You know, there's a gator in my backyard. There's a snake in my backyard. So he has a lot of these animals that he keeps on his property. He rescues them, and people don't want them in their yards, so he knows how to take care of them, and he works at various sanctuaries. So he's offering parents, hey, you want to Skype with me? I will tell your kids about these reptiles, and he's got some terrapin turtles and rare snakes, and he is offering kind of educational nature programming for kids who are stuck inside right now. It's a suggested donation for his time, so if you have a few bucks to give him, that would be great. But he's just wanted to step up and do something. If the kids wanted to learn about snakes, he'll go the snake route. If they want to talk about gators, he knows enough so he doesn't have to have time to study up on this stuff. He's ready to go. So yeah, we have information on how to contact him on our website, and you can, you know, keep the kids occupied for a few hours.
Yeah, for sure. All right, more at blockclubchicago.org. blockclubchicago.org. There's your extremely local news for today. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.